Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speaktheWordMinistry.net or call 855-505-2297.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe, His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
It's time to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's Word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word, God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, We Are the Army of the Lord of Hosts.
Speak the Word.
Saints, we have to learn to recognize God's voice. Think of it this way. There is your voice, there's God's voice, and there's Satan's voice. Uh-huh. Most of us have been listening too long to Satan's voice because we grew up with it. You know, before we accepted Jesus as our Lord, we grew up with it. And so we've listened to that a lot more for the most part, unless you were received Jesus right out of the womb, like John. But it's kind of like trying to listen to a radio station and two other stations keep trying to come in, so you can't really hear one very well because they're kind of overlapping the other and you're getting a lot of static and you can't really pick up anything really clear. Right. But for us to receive from God, we have to be more proficient at recognizing God's voice.
Amen.
Saints, His Word is where the power is. You know, as I said before, and when we speak God's Word, even His angels will respond, heeding the voice of His Word.
Right.
Who gives voice to God's Word? We do.
Yes.
When we speak God's Word, we're giving voice to it. Every time we speak God's Word, we're giving voice.
Thank you.
And Psalms 103:20 says, Bless the Lord, His angels, who do His work, His Word, heeding the voice of His Word. It says over in Daniel 10, verse 12, it says, That at the end of weeks of praying and fasting for answers from God, the Bible says that the angel Gabriel appeared to Daniel and said to him, I have come because of your words. Daniel 10:12 says, Then he said to me, talking about Gabriel, Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words.
God Almighty. Thank you, Lord.
Think about that. Brothers and sisters, you're calling somebody every day. Somebody's coming to those words. Somebody's coming to get those words.
Yeah.
Make sure it's God or one of His angels or Jesus is coming to get those words.
Yes.
Make sure that somebody else, one of those demons or whatever, is not coming to get your words.
Jesus.
Praise God. Think about it. You know, we don't think about a lot of these things, but it's good to have sometimes. I know that I probably haven't been reading in the Scriptures or saying a whole lot that you haven't heard before, but I think it's good to have a refresher to kind of remind us
right
the importance of what we're doing and what we're saying. You know, so I don't think that anybody can ever exhaust the Word of God.
That's right.
And I don't think it hurts to hear it. I know I hear a lot of messages over and over and over again because I've got to hear it to get it down into my spirit. I don't always get it the first time.
Right.
You know, so I listen, and a lot of times when I'm listening to a program on TV and I record it, I stop it and back it up and listen again. I back it up and listen again. You know, I don't want to miss anything.
Right.
You know.
And
brothers and sisters, when angels hear us saying, for instance, Thank you, Father, that no evil shall befall me, nor shall any plague come near my dwelling. That's in Psalms 91:10. Mm-hmm. They will come to our aid because we're giving voice to God's Word. I know I quote that scripture a lot. As a matter of fact, I was quoting it when the tornadoes was around. And so, you know, you're praying for a wall of protection.
Right, right.
But also know that normally when we get a rainstorm, even a little one, we got lots of trees in our yards, And so the guy, Rick, comes every week and cleans it up. He probably could say, well, if I clean this yard today on Saturday, Sunday, it's going to rain. Because a lot of times that happens. Mm-hmm. Or maybe on Monday. And so it doesn't look like he's done anything. But this time, when that tornado hit, it hit about a mile or so from our house. I know the rains were getting vicious, you know, because we have these big doors, you know, sliding doors onto the balcony, onto the deck. And it was getting pretty bad, so I prayed, and then I went on about my business. But you know, the next morning when I looked out, usually if any rain, we get a mess in our yard. There was not one piece. Wow. There was not one bit of debris in our yard all the way around.
Thank
not
you.
One.
Thank you.
And I thought that was kind of strange. You know, my sister said, well, maybe the wind blew it away. I said, no. isn't it amazing how we can always come up with a reason? Yeah. Yeah. When God blesses us or protects us or does something for us, we always want to come up with a reason why that happened, you know, other than say, God did that.
Right.
God was looking out for me.
That's
you know,
right.
He was looking out for us. But I prayed and asked Him to.
Thank you, Lord.
You know,
thank
so.
You, Lord.
That's it, the Word. The Word. Praise God, the Word. When I get in my car, I buckle my seatbelt. But before I drive, I say, Lord, I thank you that you've given your angels charge over me. And they keep me in all of my ways. And in my pathway, there's life and health and healing. There is no death. Thank you, Lord. And then I take off, you know. So I feel more protected with that than I do with a seatbelt. You know, I really do.
Yes.
Praise God. Faith in God's Word releases God's power and His love for you. One word from God is enough to send your enemies running. Hallelujah. And Deuteronomy 28:7 in the CEB Bible, that's the Common English Version, it says, the Lord will defeat any enemies who attack you from one direction, but will run for their lives away from you in seven different directions.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
You know, we have to learn now. We have to learn how to respond to a trial or a bad report, because our first response can and will make the difference between life and death,
yes,
success or failure.
Yes.
It's the way your first response. For instance, if your doctor tells you something that you don't want to hear, like he did with me and David last year, and I don't have time to go into that, thank the doctor when he leaves, you know. Say, thank you, doctor. And when he leaves, say, Lord, I do not receive those negative
That's
words
it.
Spoken over me
That's
in
it.
Jesus' name.
That's it.
It is imperative that you don't be asking him a lot of questions at this point.
Right.
Listen.
Yes.
Keep your mouth shut.
Yes.
And say, okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I consider that. But that was what kept David from having a pacemaker the next day.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord.
The doctor never even came back.
Thank you, Lord.
He was
Thank
home
you.
The next day.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, it can be a matter of life and death.
Yes.
Keep your mouths shut.
Glory to God.
When
Woo.
Things are going on.
That's powerful.
I cannot give you better advice.
Yes.
Then be careful how you speak, when you speak, and what you say.
Yes.
Yes.
And when you're faced in a trial or something like that, keep your mouth shut.
Jesus.
And then when you get outside, you rebuke those words.
That's right.
And then you take it to the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay? It's not saying you can't go back to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying you don't want to agree with him.
Amen.
You know, the
That's
Bible
right.
says where two people come together to agree upon anything it shall be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So a lot of times they may not be right.
That's right.
Maybe they're just guessing.
Yeah.
Right.
That happens a lot.
That's right, Pastor.
And so it don't agree. Don't come into agreement with them.
That's right.
Respect them.
Yes.
Honor them.
Yeah.
But say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And what I did, I just said thank you, Dr. Left, and I hit the prayer and started speaking in the spirit and praying in the spirit and praying in English. And
Amen.
Next thing I know, all his vitals kept going up and up and up and up. Next day I came home. The doctor didn't come back. So, you know, you just got to keep your mouth shut. And that's hard to do. I know that's hard to do. Praise God.
speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Saints, I received this letter from Geraldine in Virginia, and she writes, Dear Pastor Joe, thank you so much for the CDs. They are a blessing. I expect to see good things begin to happen to me. Pastor, a problem I see is after you accept Jesus and believe what his word says about you is where Satan goes into action, working through people. Your CD, Day of Battle, Good versus Evil, is where I find myself as all God's people. Thank you for the message. Geraldine, you are so welcome and you are so right. You have recognized something that most Christians never see, and that is Satan does all his work through people, and sad to say, even Christians. Father, I thank you for Jesus, and I thank you for your word that is sharper than a two-edged sword. I pray, Lord, that you will continue to remove the blinders from the eyes of my brothers and sisters, that they may see who the real enemy is. In Jesus' name, amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry invites you to hear Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church of Hampton, Virginia on Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. Bring a friend as Pastor Joe will share the message, How to Soar in the Chaos, teaching you that through the turbulence of life, we can trust the truth of God's Word. So don't miss Pastor Joanne Ramsey at Rock Church in Hampton, Virginia, Sunday, May 17th at 11 a.m. For more information, go to speakthewordministry.net or call 855-505-2297.